This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here this morning to observe the ascension of our Lord. The Father, in service, you received on the way in, beginning with the confession of absolution, followed by the sharing of peace and the processional hymn. And we also have the processional hymn. We'll have the baptism of penitent frame breakers. We have the 8 o'clock baptism. And then good. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, so the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and receive the confession of sins. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. Have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and greet one another with the peace of the Lord. youngsters, the congregation would like to come forward to get a better view of baptism, we're going to come on and sit in the aisle here on the floor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever, thus delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, and whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named?
Ken Frank Brinker.
Ken and Frank Brinker receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the unbelieving world to the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserve believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Kent according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him which has been inherited from Adam, in which he himself has committed sins, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. From ancient times, the Church has observed a custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess that they express in the Apostles' Creed and taught in small catechism. They are, when possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing structure and nurture of the Christian faith, and encourage them for a faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Kenton as a sponsor in Christian faith?
Yes, with the help of God.
God enabled you to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are enabled to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Congregation, may be seated as we respond together for Kenton. Kenton Frank Brinker, you renounce the devil.
Yes, I renounce him.
You renounce all his works.
Yes, I renounce him.
You renounce all his ways.
Yes, I renounce him.
You believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Yes, I believe.
You believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
You believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Yes, I believe.
Captain Frank Breeder, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Captain Frank Breeder, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Almighty God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the birth of water and the Holy Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Receive this birth of life to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb, and his kingdom shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven, the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him, call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
We rise to pray. Let us pray. Almighty, most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you to graciously preserve and enlarge your family and grant attention to new birth and holy baptism, and made them of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow in your godly life, to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your sins, attain the promise of inheritance in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, and giver of life, look with kindness upon the father and mother of this child, and upon all our parents. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Enable them to be teachers and examples of righteousness to their children. Strengthen them in their own baptism that they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
We continue with the hearing.
Christ, our battle was slain, whose blood to Rise, Lord, and shine. toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse.
Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
This time, thank you for being seated and driving the officers. Congregation and visitors become more official.
Eyes of your heart.
Eyes of your heart. So the eyes of your heart, like we
9, okay, a number, one number between 2 and 9, multiply that number by 9. Multiply that number by 9. Okay, now you should have a two-digit number. Just add those two numbers together. Okay, add those two numbers together. So if you remember 14, you know, you add 1, 4, 8, 5. Add those two numbers together. And then take that number, subtract 5 from it. Okay, that's all we want to do. Okay, subtract 5. So we got to break a little code. Now, if your number is 1, you have the letter A. If your number is 2, you have the letter B. So on and so on, right? If you have the number 26, your letter is Z, right? So take that letter and think of a state in the United States. Think of a state and take the second letter of that state and think of an animal. Just think of an animal. And what's the normal color of that animal? Okay, and then raise your hand if you're thinking of a gray elephant from Delaware. maybe an emerald eel. Nobody? Oh, there's a handful of people out there, right? That's a lot of, I mean, you guys picked the first number, right? But a lot of people came up with a gray elephant from Delaware. What? Jesus is ascended into heaven, and he is over all. He has dominion over all things. I was just able to read these words. Paul reminds us his dominion far above rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named. Jesus is in authority. Do you have things that go bad? Yeah, what's the worst thing that happened this week to you? What's happened is bad. Did you lose anything? Did you get in trouble? Because you didn't listen to authority? You didn't listen to mom, dad, or teacher? No, everything's good. That's good. That's good. Everything will be good. No matter what happens, no matter what number we pick, no matter where we go, we cannot mess up God's authority. We can't do it. God is in authority. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen again. Every day is Easter. God is in control, and he is ascended into heaven, and we have that as our hope in salvation, right? We believe, and we know that he has done the work for us. Everything we do here that is good in his name serves him, but we will one day all be together in heaven with him. Amen? Alright, let's say a prayer to close. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, who you have raised from the dead to defeat Satan. To send your Holy Spirit to help us fight the power of the devil. And you have won for us. And all believers, eternal life in heaven with you. Amen. All right. Just like Jesus went up and was hidden in the clouds from the disciples. You get a giant marshmallow today. So have a marshmallow and have a blessed week.
We'll continue with the sermon hymn, Draw Us to Thee, on page 14.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where is heaven? Where is Jesus? The last anyone saw Jesus in the flesh was on the Mount of Olives, overlooking Jerusalem. At the end of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus gives his final instructions. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending you the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." He leads the apostles out to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, and he tells them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. That's the last time anyone saw Jesus in the flesh. The 11 apostles just stand there staring up to where Jesus was, but is no longer. Jesus has gone into heaven, and two angels in white robes tell the apostles, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven." Jesus went into heaven, and Jesus will return from heaven on the last day. So where is heaven? Where is Jesus? I believe we can sometimes think about heaven being very far away, almost like God is somewhere off in outer space or something, so very far removed from us. Like he's way up high on a mountain, he's looking down at the little houses in the valleys, but they just look like toys or something from that distance. Like God is there, but he's not really that involved. So where is heaven? Where is Jesus? In the account from Acts 1, Jesus ascends into the air and disappears into a cloud. Has Jesus abandoned the earth? Where is Jesus? At the incarnation in Nazareth, Jesus takes on a physical body. And then he's born in Bethlehem. Where is Jesus then? He's in Mary's womb. He's lying in a manger. In his conception and birth, Jesus, God the Son, enters his state of humiliation where he does not fully use his divine powers. In his pre-resurrection body, Jesus is located in one place at a time. He's in Bethlehem, or Jerusalem, or Egypt, or Nazareth, or Capernaum. He's in one place at a time, and he travels from place to place in a normal human way. When he's raised from the dead, he has a transformed body that allows him to be in heaven and on earth and to be omnipresent, to be present everywhere. We get glimpses of this before the ascension, where Jesus just disappears from Emmaus and then he appears in a locked room in Jerusalem. 40 days after his resurrection, at his ascension, Jesus transitions to being fully omnipresent. At his ascension, Jesus goes from being on the Mount of Olives to being everywhere, to being with believers in Jesus. As a follower of Jesus, you have Jesus in you. As St. Paul describes his status as a Christian, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Jesus is in heaven. Jesus is in you. Jesus is present where two or three are gathered. Jesus comes to you in your baptism. Jesus comes to you in his body and blood in Holy Communion for the forgiveness of your sins. And Jesus is omnipresent. He is present everywhere. Jesus' ascension is not Jesus' departure, but rather Jesus' heightened presence everywhere, especially in his followers. On that day atop the Mount of Olives, Jesus ascends into heaven, and as the angels tell the apostles, Jesus will return one day. And the apostles wait for Jesus to return, and we are still waiting. When will Jesus return? We don't know. But as we think about Jesus' return, a question comes to mind. What should I be doing when Jesus returns? Because he could return this afternoon. And he may not return for 10,000 years. What should I be doing? You should be going through your normal day, doing normal things that you have been given to do. Washing dishes, cooking dinner, crunching numbers, calling a client, cleaning your room, doing your homework, relaxing and recharging, sleeping, praying, worshiping in church. What should I not be doing? What would you not want to be doing when Jesus returns? You don't want to be clicking away on the dark side of the internet, feeding your lusts and perversions. You don't want to be trash-talking someone. You don't want to be treating your parents with hatred and contempt. You don't want to be passed out dead drunk. You don't want to be insulting and belittling your wife or your husband. You don't want to be in bed with someone other than your spouse. You don't want to be caught in open sin when Jesus returns. And so each day you battle sin in your mind before it becomes words and deeds. And you feel guilt and sadness when you give in to temptation and you continue to repent of your sin in thought, word, and deed. And you continue to remember you are baptized. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus dwells in you and he forgives your sins. And because of Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus is coming back one day and you want to be ready for his return. But thinking this way about being ready for Jesus' return can tempt you to think that since Jesus is ascended and he's way far away and probably he's not coming back today, all that worry about his return can wait for another day and, well, a little sin won't hurt. And truly you want to be ready for his return, but Jesus is not way far away. Jesus is right with you. He is with you now. Here, as we gather to receive his gifts. So the better question is, what should I be doing with Jesus today? Because Jesus is right there with you when you surf the evil side of the web. He's right there with you when you talk badly about others. He's there when you disrespect your parents. He's right there with you when you get sloppy drunk. He's there with you when you're yelling at your spouse. He's with you when you commit sexual immorality. Jesus is with you always, and he knows exactly what you're doing. You can try to hide things from others, but there is no hiding sin from Jesus. And so Jesus, in love, calls you to repent, to have a change of heart, to change your direction from being drawn towards sin, and instead return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. As Jesus' church, we continue to do as Jesus instructed, that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. As Jesus' church, we are in the business of repentance and forgiveness. Over and over and over, Jesus here delivers to you forgiveness, won on the cruel cross at Golgotha. He gives you grace in your baptism, in the words of absolution, in his body and blood, in Holy Communion. Jesus forgives you abundantly, and he calls you to live each day in him, with him, for him, as a light in this dark world. Jesus lives in you, so always remember who you are in him and live out your identity. Martin Luther writes about Jesus' ascension to the right hand of the Father. He says, "I preach that Christ sits on the right hand of God and rules over all creatures, sin, death, life, worlds, devils, and angels. If you believe this, you already have him in your heart. Therefore, your heart is in heaven. Not in an apparition or dream, but truly. For where he is, there you are also. So he dwells and sits in your heart, yet he does not fall from the right hand of God." Christians experience and feel this clearly. Where is heaven? Heaven is beyond your understanding, but your heart is in heaven. Where is Jesus? He is at the right hand of God. He is in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. He is in you, and he is everywhere. Jesus did not depart at his ascension. He ascended into heaven to be with you, for you, forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise for the creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Father of glory, since your Son has gone up with a shout and the sound of a trumpet, open our lips and sing praises to our King, and live confidently in his victory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of glory, your Son has commanded us to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Bless the proclamation of your church, that many may believe be baptized and be saved. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father of glory, give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Christ. Enlighten the eyes of our hearts to look forward in the hope of to which you have called us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father of glory, you put all things under the feet of your incarnate Son when you seated him in the power of your right hand. Bless all who make, administer, and enforce our laws. Let the gospel have free course among us and be preached to the joy and edification of your people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father of glory, you have raised your Son from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly places. Let his blessing rest upon Brian, Roxanne, Carolyn, the King family, Bob, Rebecca, Beverly, Bethany, Elias, Carolyn, Debbie, Brian, Sherry, Grace, Parker, Danielle, Kelly, Rob, Burl, Jenny, Amanda, and Ella, and all who suffer or grieve, that they may be sustained in their trials and grant his comfort in him. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father of glory, you have your incarnate Son to the you gave your incarnate Son to the Church as head over all things. Enlighten us by the holy communion of his body and blood to live in him as his body, the Church, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver us, and preserve us. For you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Welcome to the Lord's table. body of Christ, blood of Christ, and for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Let the body of Christ forgive us. Let the body of Christ
give you a drink. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
The Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ. Take a drink. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we implore you that out of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor.